And you know, as she gets away from me alone.
It's hard to reason.
That would be my plan B.
Okay. Are you ready? The meeting of August 3rd is called to order. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes from June 1st, 2017?
One of you guys, I wasn't here.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second. All those in favor, is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Next item, communication for information.
Excuse me, board member or Chair Summers. We have two communications for information. One is the complaint in the matter of Lieutenant David O'Day has been closed. And the second is a complaint received from Tracy Dillard, Public Works Street Operations.
And those are communications and not requiring action?
Correct.
But there has been some... does the city have a position on the Tracy Dillard?
Yes, thank
matter?
You.
Thank you,
Chair Summers, and thank you, Chair Summers, and members of the board.
That's good.
Yes, the city does have a position on review of the complaint. Jurisdiction does not appear to be established, and so we would request that a jurisdiction hearing be set on that complaint. If you'd like, I can just generally explain the basis for the jurisdictional challenge.
Board Member Sexton?
Madam Chair. I move that we grant the city's request for a jurisdiction hearing to be set.
Board Member Hansen?
Madam Chair, just to add to that, another option would be to schedule both the jurisdiction and the complaint hearing, and then we can hear the jurisdiction matter first and then make a decision. And then if it's in favor of hearing the complaint, then we could go forward with the complaint hearing.
Madam Chair.
May I hear from our legal advisor?
Thank you. First of all, I understand setting a jurisdiction hearing, I think, is preferable than setting and scheduling an actual complaint hearing before the board's determined jurisdiction. One is because both parties will have gone through the effort of bringing individuals here to testify, and it may be moot if the board determines that there's not jurisdiction. I have reviewed the complaint. At a minimum, I think this board should set a jurisdictional hearing. I do not believe that jurisdiction has been met in this case. In my view, and I'm happy to just extrapolate. This is, I think, something that is subject to the terms of the CBA, that this is a work assignment, and I don't believe that there's been a showing that a personnel rule has been violated. That's my view. So I do think it would be preferable for this board to set a jurisdictional hearing prior to having the parties go through the trouble of setting an actual complaint hearing date. And that's if the board is satisfied that there's enough basis to even set a jurisdictional hearing. You're not required to do that. I mean, you could determine that there isn't a sufficient showing as of today and decline to take any action. So that's really how the board wants to, those are your options.
Board Member Hansen?
Well, Madam Chair, yeah, I think the council does have a point in with regard to having the witnesses here for a complaint hearing, so I would agree with counsel in that regard. However, I think it would behoove us to have a hearing to determine what the facts are before we make a ruling on jurisdiction, so I would like to agree with, I don't know if Board Member Sexton is still wants to go with his motion in that regard, or is he's moving his head, so I'm not sure what that means, but thanks. That's all I have.
Board Member Sexton?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would still like to, I think our council laid it out very well that I think it would be in the best interest of all parties for us to stick with the original motion to just have the jurisdiction hearing first.
Are there other comments from the board? Yes.
Speak into your mic.
Hi. Cool. Okay. Madam Chair, I think in looking at it and trying to really understand exactly our options, it seems as if we should first establish jurisdiction for the case.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't
Board
speak
member,
loud enough.
Board Member Andrews was agreeing with your motion, Board Member Sexton.
Yeah, I would agree with
okay,
that.
I thought you might.
just to clarify, I don't know, maybe I missed it. Has there been a second on the motion yet? Did I miss that? It.
There has now.
Oh.
I know. Are there any other matters that the board would like to discuss? I, having read the material, I'm just not satisfied we have jurisdiction either, so I will happily have the jurisdiction hearing. So that will be set by our wonderful coordinator who's not here. Isn't that nice? She left you on a good night, eh? And thank you for presenting. And we'll just leave that to our coordinator to set up. So thank you.
Thank you.
Actions on matters still pending. New business. New business. There it is. I didn't see it.
Excuse me. I'm maybe out of step. I know I'm out of line here. And I apologize. I'm Tracy Dillon. I'm one of the public complaints. So will I get notification of this jurisdiction hearing?
You will be involved with setting up the time that's most appropriate for everybody. Both parties have got to be here. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Is there any other questions?
No, I guess not. If you guys don't have any for me, I came with my information, and if there's questions for me, then I'll gladly stay and answer them. Or come to.
Well, Madam Chair.
Board Member Hansen.
I think that. Do you think it's a good idea for the part? I don't know if counsel for the city is going to. File some briefing on the issue, or but I just wanted to give Mr. Diller an opportunity to do that as well. If you wanted to file, I don't know if are you anticipating doing that, counsel?
Typically, we do file a motion challenging jurisdiction, establishing the reasoning for that before we have a hearing. And at that time, the complainant can submit a response also. And I was just going to let him know I would talk with him out in the hall,
okay.
Kind of let him know the process.
I just wanted to make sure that he had he knew about the opportunity to do that. So if you're going to be doing that, that's fine. Thanks.
Yes, and we communicate by email with the coordinator, so everything is, you know, in writing too.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Does that alleviate your concerns?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, she will be, you'll be having a conversation,
okay.
I promise.
Thank you. Again, I apologize for speaking.
Oh, no, please don't. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming. Okay. Actions on matters still pending, new business. I would like to put in a request that the city, the Civil Service Board, and this new city manager have a meeting of some kind. I don't want to make it long, but it's just kind of to review where we are, where we'd like to go, and what the city manager's vision is for what we're doing and where we should be going. And so I would like to put in that request. And again, we're going to leave it up to the wonderful coordinator to see that happens. anything?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Board Member Sexton.
Thank you for that. You know, I think the chair can do that. So I'll leave that to you and the coordinator. You know, we've always met with, you know, all the city managers in the past. You know, and so I think we need to, you know, meet with this one and see where we're at and what we're all thinking. Try to get on the same page.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, so you're contemplating a meeting where we could bring up some outstanding issues that we want to have resolved, or maybe some new personnel rules or something of that nature. Is that what you're thinking about?
I wasn't thinking of anything that definite, but if we choose to do that, I would like to work on that. This is how I would like to see it go. If you would please send things that you think should be on the agenda, so I don't want to make the city manager, I don't want them to come in and be blindsided. So if we have specific things that we want on an agenda for her, then just let me know so that I can make sure that that occurs.
Okay, because we had the issue of residency that was out there, and I don't think that we ever really met on.
No, we did not.
So I think maybe if it's okay with everybody else, if we could have it discuss that or have that on the agenda and maybe talk about getting that going again or something of that nature. How does that sound?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Absolutely want to concur with what Board Member Hansen brought up and with the residency. I think that's long past due. But, you know, I think, you know, we might have a lot of issues to discuss with the city manager. And, you know, sometimes issues, you know, pop up in the course of a conversation. You know, I'm fine with, you know, laying out, you know, whatever issues we can think of, but, you know, I still, you know, wouldn't want to be, you know, limited to just that. You know, I think, you know, the televising of the Civil Service Board is something I would really want to discuss with the city manager. I think that was, you know, I think it was a great tool for the city. Great, you know, we did great work informing the public and the employees. You know, when I first got on the board, there was a lot of FMLA problems, and you know, we had those discussions on TV, and you know, you're able to reach a whole lot more people than we are here tonight, you know, and so I think, you know, we've, you know, really missed out, you know, the past few years that we haven't been on TV, and you know, I think there might be another issue or two that, you know, doesn't, not on the top of my head right now, but.
And again, this is not to limit discussion, but rather to give her an idea of what we've been doing for the past few years and what we would like to see in the future. So I'm not trying to limit, but I also do not want to blindside her with something that doesn't fit within our scope. And so, yes, there are some limits that I will be asking that you abide by.
Madam Thank Chair?
You. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
I just want to jump in. If the board wants to meet with the city manager as a whole, just a reminder, everything would have to be duly noted. So if you're going to invite her to a board meeting here, which might be the parameters in which you want to operate in, so that it's already noted and can be set on the agenda, and perhaps if you have a list, I'm just trying to think in terms of process and making this efficient for both the board's time, which is valuable, as well as the city manager's time, and so maybe if there are a list of particular topics that you want to raise in the future, perhaps if you like, I can assist with drafting an informational, you know, introductory memo and some of the things that you'd like to discuss at one of the board's meetings on X day or whatever the schedule works out. I'm just trying to help put some process into place so that it's not like a I know that the board has a lot of things that it wants to raise, but I just want to see if we can do it in a mindful fashion where, of course, everything would have to abide by the Open Meetings Act if the board wants to meet as a whole.
Well, and again, I want this to be an open dialogue and to open up dialogue with her. So I do not feel the need to present a list of grievances, but I would very much like to meet and see. And so this is what I would like the board to do. I would like us to look at what our vision is and how we fit in the city's map so that we give her something. And then I would like to hear her vision and what direction she sees the city going and how we fit in with that. Now, being televised may be a part of that. Open meetings are a part of it for me, so being televised is a part of that. So that's how I would like to see this go. If you'd like to get more specific, then we can do that as well, but mostly is to reintroduce ourselves to her, because some of us have worked with her for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton.
Regardless of the fact of, how well we know this person, I think we still have to meet this person as city manager and see, what their thinking is in the role of city manager. Like you said, I think you're absolutely right, and I would stick to the process.
Board Member Andrews, do you have anything to add?
I'm new to the board, so I'm interested in knowing what the issues have been in the past and having a sense of how she thinks we should go forward. So I am interested.
Madam Chair.
Member Sexton.
Well, this is kind of something I had on my mind. Was it, one of the duties, the charges of the Civil Service Board is to advise the City Council, the mayor, and all other elected officials. I don't know if that includes the city manager or not, but we have an advisory role with the city council and the mayor on employment and civil service issues, which we've really rarely have done. The time I've been on the board, it's really only two or three times, have we tried to, direct the city council or, send them a letter or a communication or, something like that. And, I would like to see, us establish, maybe through the city manager, about or the mayor or the council, how that process should work.
Madam Chair.
Member Hansen.
And I think in light of what council said, and I think that's a good idea, it may be that we want to meet amongst ourselves and discuss the issues that we want to bring up with the city manager. So we may want to set up another meeting to do that before we actually meet with the city manager, and also to make sure that we're all on the same page. And that way, I think we're going to present a little more cogent idea of where we want to go and how we see the city manager and what she would like to see people, how she sees our role and how we see our role and and get kind of on the same page before we actually meet with her. Does that sound like a good idea to everybody? Or
I would agree.
I believe that's why City Attorney Jennifer said that she would meet with us to put that process together and to make it. I'm not sure exactly what everyone sees as a problem, though, in calling for a meeting and letting her know what we see our role as, and asking her what she sees our role as.
Well, I think we should all sit down before we meet with her and kind of and agree as to how we see our role, rather than all of us kind of doing a free form kind of, this is what I think as an individual, and you know what I'm saying?
So you're calling for a study session, because if we all meet together, it will have to be, which is perfectly fine. We could do the study session, in fact, in September to meet and talk about how we are going to meet with the city attorney.
Yeah.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Okay.
And that way we don't have to call anybody special, and we don't have to have a special meeting, and we'll just do that in September.
Okay,
if that
great.
Is okay with all the other board members.
I think Ellen was nodding. So.
Yeah, I am nodding.
Unless it would fit under unfinished business, or we could do a study session.
Okay, stop making this difficult. Basically, what we're talking about is getting together, and I don't believe that sitting in front of the microphones is probably necessarily the best place to do that kind of communication with one another. If you insist, we'll put it on the agenda, but I would just as soon have a study session where we can be comfortable and discuss it in a less formal...
Madam Chair, my apologies. I was just trying to... you know, suggest what would be easiest. And you know, if the board, you know, yourself thinks, you know, a study session would be the easiest way to do this, I really don't think we have, you know, much to do. But, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Madam Chair, I think we ought to have a study session right now to determine whether or not we should have a study session. But I'm just kidding. But I would like an opportunity to think about some of these issues before we meet. And I'm not going to have that opportunity sitting here right now to do that. So does that sound okay, Board Member Sexton?
Absolutely. I'm 100% with you. Right there. I am right there.
Okay. Just a little can of worms I opened there. Considerations on matters set for public hearing. Next item of business. There are none. Civil Service Coordinator report.
There is no
Very
Civil Service
nice.
Board Coordinator report this evening.
Human Resource Direct reports and requests. Guess what? You're going to do it all over again.
Okay. Well, good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. My name is Shelby Fritz, and I'm the new Human Resources Manager for General Government here. I've been here about a month now. My previous role was the Director of Human Resources at Clover Park Technical College. And prior to that, I was at the University of Washington Medical Center and the University of Washington Tacoma. I am delighted to be here and glad to be here with you. I will be assuming this role that was previously filled by Joy St. Germain from this point forward, as I understand it.
No request tonight. Will you be reporting in a similar manner as Joy, so we'll know a little bit about what lists have been abolished, which lists have been extended?
That's my understanding. I've listened to some of the past audio recordings, and as long as you're comfortable with it, I think we'll continue with the same format.
Okay. Board?
Fritz, very, very good to meet you and to have you here. So, it's my understanding that, you know, in the time since our last meeting, there's nothing new to report. Is that correct?
That's my understanding as well.
Okay, that, you know, it seems like we always had, you know, something from the HR person to report, but, you know, if nothing now, then okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there other board member comments? Hearing none, are there any comments by the public? Are there any comments by the board? Thank you. Can I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We're out of here. Thank you.
I was just going to stand up and say how wonderful the chair is.
Yeah. There's
no bias there at all, though, right? Mm.
Step outside, it feels like you're in a campground.
No, I am so not a warm weather person.
Since we're done early, we should be on a regular date.